Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you for all tuning in. 1-877-DOCTALIE, 1-877-DOCTALI. So, of course, whenever there's breaking news or big headlines, we are going to share those on the show. And the prisoner, escapee, murder convict, illegal immigrant, Danilo Cavalcante, has been captured. Apparently the canine unit found him. I love these canine units. These dogs are amazing. But they found him. Apparently he was underneath a pile of leaves and wood. Cops were able to get him. And it's brought up a lot of questions as to how somebody who could be an illegal immigrant comes to the U.S., kills somebody, gets arrested, doesn't get deported, stays here, escapes prison, is on a, I don't know how long, manhunt. And what's our process? And I'm no expert in this, but I understand this is kind of the topic of the day, and so I definitely want to address and tell you what I know. But to recap what happened is the escaped prisoner, Danilo Cavalcante, was able to be subdued by canines. I think they used a heat sensor to find him. This was a manhunt that spanned over 2 weeks. He's a 34-year-old serving a life sentence for the murder of his ex-girlfriend, and he was at the Chester County Prison, 30 miles west of Philly, when he escaped August 31st. We're told he crab-walked up a wall. And he had been in hiding. They had set up perimeters. They were giving us daily updates. And he was presumed to be armed and dangerous. But the big headline is he was here illegally. And he performed and he committed a very, very murderous crime on our soil and didn't get deported. So why? So apparently there are tens of thousands of illegal immigrants that do, I guess, commit crimes and get processed. And I guess the minor defenses will cause them to be deported. But if they commit something like murder, and this happened in 2021. Now, I don't know exactly when he came to the United States. We believe it might have been around that time, but it could have been before. Apparently, he escaped, I believe, a Brazilian prison in 2017. I think he escaped. So we have somebody who was able to escape Brazil. He was able to get into this country illegally, get into prison, escape again. This guy knows how to escape. Okay, I'm telling you, he's a flight risk, okay? And I don't think we want him in our country. But the reason why we keep him is because there's no guarantee that the sentence is going to be carried out in another country. So we have been told time and time again that if you deport somebody who, one, was able to figure out how to get into the country, and mind you, we don't have the most tight border right now, they feel they could then keep them incarcerated and be able to protect the public better, knowing where they are, keeping them in jail. Although this person really knows how to escape and sneak around and get wherever he needs to go, until, of course, a canine had to stop it. And so another reason is, too, is there you deport them to a country, they'll come right back into America, can commit another crime. So in the U.S., they're going to detain them. We're going to be using our tax dollars. Our overwhelmed prison system is going to have to additionally take on illegal immigrants that perform these or commit these crimes. And I am really worried about how overwhelmed our system is. Just to look at some numbers, New York Times talked about this. And I want to give credit where credit's due. In the 2022 fiscal year, ICE issued 78,829 detainers for non-citizens with criminal histories, including 1,700 for homicide-related offenses, 1,900 for kidnappings, 2,900 for robberies, 8,400 for sex crimes, 26,000 for assaults. Now, not all of these individuals necessarily get removed. In 2022, ICE removed 28,000 people who had a criminal record. But it appears the criminal records are more of the milder type or the nonviolent offenses. So we have a problem. We have a border that's not very tight and it's porous. God bless our border agents, but our border agents, you know, have limited resources and limited support from, you know, higher up to do what they need to do. They come into the country. This guy kills his ex-girlfriend and gets convicted, figures out a way how to get out of prison, and is running loose. And you know, I believe some of the nearby residents were even told to shelter in place. We need a better system. I talk about how the hospitals are overwhelmed, how the schools are overwhelmed, our penal system, our prison system is overwhelmed. When I hear that a murderous convict escapes, all right, it means that system is not equipped to make sure people don't escape. That's what prison is supposed to be about. And I don't think we are built or equipped to handle not only what we're having currently in terms of our, that's why we're letting criminals out. We're not trying them. We're not convicting them. We're not pursuing because we already have overwhelmed and overrun jails and prisons. You add on top of that, those who are undocumented illegal immigrants were overwhelmed. And New York Times does a really nice piece on this. But I think this is what happened was we spent 2 weeks chasing somebody that should have never gotten into our country, should have never had the opportunity to murder somebody on U.S. soil, should have never wasted our resources in a jail or the legal system, should have never escaped. And look at all the time and money spent for one illegal immigrant. And I think if we do a little better job at the border, maybe we wouldn't have been in this position. But it's really, really tragic. And it hurts those innocent people that want to immigrate here. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I get a lot of people asking me if their child or if they themselves need to be taking a gap year. And this gap year is almost more commonly used than the term graduation or the term acceptance. And it seems like everybody and the mother are taking gap years. And I've been very concerned because every single student who has reached out to me, and I get a lot of students across the U.S. showing me their application. This could be for law school, for grad school, for medical school. Majority of them are medical school. Who tell me that they were told to take a gap year, but I review their, you know, because they're questioning it, I review their CV, they have everything they need, and I tell them, look, you know, I don't want to go against the advice you're given, but if you want to go for it, I don't see why you shouldn't. And 100% of every one of those students that went for it anyway got in. And I am wondering if the gap year experience that is good for some is now being just told to be blanketly done for everybody. And I'm a little nervous about what's happening with that. So a gap year originally, and the definition has changed because I think the gap year can be really good for some people. But a gap year originally was, you go up through high school, you get to college, you apply to a graduate school like medical school, like law school, a graduate program, whatever, and you struggle. You don't get in. And your board scores, I don't know if it's your LSATs or your MCATs or your GREs or your the entrance exam might not have been your best showing. So what you do is you take that year, now that you're not getting in, and improve your application. So a gap year used to be, and it used to have a stigma, doesn't anymore, and I'm glad it doesn't, but it used to have a stigma of you couldn't go straight through, and you needed to take the time to improve what you were lacking. Now it's changed. And I think in an effort to decrease the stigma, they have actually changed the gap year into something that is a positive. Such that if you have, there was a student who reached out to me who was 21 years old, fantastic scores, ready to go. And her faculty told her she was too young to take a gap year, maybe two. And so gap years are starting to be looked at as an advantage by some to show that you're older, you're more well-rounded, you're more experienced, and you're not immature. Now, I see how that could be an advantage if you have a student who is immature, but if you have a student that's ready to go, and we need doctors, I don't know if we need lawyers, but we need people in the labor industry. We need people in the trades. We need, you know, people to get in there. Why are we encouraging time off? And one thing that I found that was really shocking is every single student, pre-med student, that was told to not apply, they won't get in because they're told to take a gap year because they're said they aren't going to get in. Every single one of them got in. When I told them, I can't see what's wrong with your application. Now, I get it. You're missing research. Go and do research. You're missing, your scores aren't good enough. Go and retake it. You don't have any experience in the medical field. Go and do that. But these are students that are completely well-rounded, have it all, and they're being told, do not apply. You're not going to get in. And when I tell them, can you go back to the faculty and say, what specifically should you do on that gap year to go and get it fixed? We're not getting any specifics. So I'm going to talk about this again in a second, but we got some calls. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Hi, welcome to the Dr. Dahlia Show.
Oh, thanks, Doctor. Yeah, David out in California.
Hi, David.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, you know, there's this new strain of COVID running around. And if I remember right, the first COVID, COVID 101 or whatever, mm-hmm. It was three times more deadly than the worst flu. And that's why everybody got hepped up about it. The worst flu was, I forgot the numbers, but I think it was like one part per 100,000 people would die. And the COVID was like 0.3 people would die. And so, three times more deadly. So these new variants, are they like two times more deadly? Do you have any idea?
Yeah, and there's a lot of debate on if the original wild type was three times more deadly than the flu. And the reason why we don't have a real accurate assessment of that is because some of the individuals that had COVID in 2020 also had other medical issues, including flu. including heart disease, including, and so the lethality ranged anywhere from 0.1% to 0.001% to twice as lethal. And so the numbers really, really vary. And that's why many of us doctors and public health officials were frustrated by not having accurate information on who was healthy, got COVID and died, versus those who had comorbidities where COVID on top of their heart condition or on top of their diabetes or. So in terms of the lethality being three times, we can't say that's the official, because we don't know who was healthy, no medical problems, walked in, got COVID and died. But we are thinking these strains are much weaker than the, maybe not so much weaker innately, but we're able to fight them better because of our immunity, both vaccine, artificial immunity, as well as our natural immunity.
Sure. Hey, well, you know, I probably told you, I think that COVID is a pollution disease. You know, if you think of those bats over in Wuhan, China, eating polluted bugs. And if I remember right, Wuhan, China is one of the most polluted places on the planet. It's like the Chicago of China, and it just belches in smoke in every one of these different factories, right? And so somehow or another, these polluted bugs, bugs that were able to survive that nastiness, were eaten by bats, and then they metastasize. Bats are famous for metastasizing viruses, if I remember right. And they... So some pollution disease or some polluted bugs created a metastasized disease that then spread in humans. And
you think COVID came from that?
Yeah, well, it only makes sense.
Not really. Sorry. Yeah, you know, we know that bats are reservoirs for multiple viruses. And if that's the case, if your theory holds true, COVID-19 wouldn't have been the only disease that would have been pandemic. Bats have been around for centuries. Bats are reservoirs just like other animals are reservoirs. This, unfortunately, and we've had multiple countries, including Singapore's documentation of the first SARS outbreak that, again, said was lab-related. We need to be very, very careful in terms of, you know, we have the Department of Energy saying they have a low level of confidence. It was from the Wuhan lab. We have to be very, very careful entertaining any theory about the diet of bats and their role. It should be considered, but unfortunately, that's not the main theory. Does pollution worsen pandemics? Absolutely. Does filth? Does lack of sanitation? Does poor animal habits worsen? Absolutely. But this was something that didn't follow a natural progression. COVID has never been anything like what we have seen with rhinovirus, enterovirus, other coronaviruses. So we can't try and use natural theory templates as to why this happened when it's not even right now. There's no explanation why COVID is coming back multiple times throughout the year, even in the summer. So unfortunately, and I got to let you go, Dave, I really wouldn't probably entertain too much of a, you know, insect bat causing the pandemic as a main culprit. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. New Mexico's Attorney General says he will not defend the governor's gun ban in court. Governor Michelle Lujan Grissom issued a public health order to suspend the use of open and concealed carry in public spaces in Albuquerque and the surrounding county for 30 days on September 8th. Danilo Cavalcanti has been captured alive in Pennsylvania after he escaped from Chester County Prison and eluded authorities for nearly 2 weeks. An aircraft using thermal technology led tactical teams of state police and U.S. border agents to the fugitive's location. Government experts have cast doubt on the effectiveness of the leading decongestant used by millions of Americans. The ingredient, phenylephrine, became the primary drug in over-the-counter decongestants after pseudoephrine was moved behind pharmacy counters. Corey Myers, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the cost of college has steadily increased over the last 30 years. With it, the need for student loans and other forms of financial aid that leave students in debt. And it's overwhelming for a lot of parents. So I'm very, very excited that joining us now to discuss what parents can do to help themselves prepare for the future is Kansas State Treasurer Stephen Johnson. Stephen, thank you so much for joining us.
Great to be with you. Thanks for having me and a chance to talk about college savings here during College Savings Month.
I love it. I love it. So talk to us about how the rising cost of college has impacted families, especially throughout the country and in Kansas.
You know, you were even mentioning it as we were coming in, as debt and other things are there. The cost of college has been rising. It doesn't look like that's going to change anytime soon. mission over the last 40 years, continuing to plan for what that looks like going forward is key. And you had mentioned debt. And so here in Kansas, we collectively have $12.5 billion in student debt in Kansas.
Mm.
That averages out for the average student having $32,578. So over $30,000 for the average student in debt, looking at the cost of college. That's just, it's not a good way to approach it. And those rising costs are going to continue to put pressure on what is available to students. And that's the key to plan ahead, to make sure that options don't go off the table, that we can meet that educational opportunity that best fits the students in our lives.
One of the best investments I ever made was my kids' education. I mean, I know there's a lot of options out there, but I am so grateful that I was able to do that and early on. Talk to us about why it's so important to invest in our kids' future education.
Well, it is exactly all of those things. And using the Learning Quest 529 Education Savings Program can help. It gets here so quickly. I don't know if that went by in a flash for you or not, but ready or not, the college days get here. And the ability to save, to take advantage of the time value of money, to take advantage of the tax-free compounding that you can get inside a 529 education savings plan really helps to make a difference. It allows all of those options to stay on the table. It allows someone to start in a meaningful career and lead to a fulfilling life without having the burden of that $30,000+ of debt today. Imagine what that will be in 10 years, in 20 years, as someone born today is finishing their college degree. And we want to make sure that we give them the best start in life. And that's what, there are some easy and impactful ways to start saving through these 529 accounts.
Absolutely. We're speaking to Stephen Johnson, Kansas State Treasurer. So talk to us about the Learning Quest 529 plan.
Great. So in Kansas, we have an additional added benefit that isn't common across the country, and that allows a state income tax deduction, so a deduction from your state income tax, of up to $3,000 contributed per beneficiary, so that if you have more than one child, you can put $3,000 in each of those accounts and be able to deduct it on your state income tax. You and your spouse can each deduct up to $3,000, so that's $6,000 per couple. So that tax deduction is another way we're trying to help in Kansas. In the 529 plan itself, those grow tax deferred, so there's no taxes as you go. And if you take it out for qualified education expenses, it is tax free on those withdrawals. So there's not one third going to Uncle Sam in Topeka. It all stays in the account to help meet those education costs. So the tax advantages are a key. What you can use it for is the next key. It can go to K-12 tuition at this point. It certainly goes for our traditional four-year institutions. It can go for vocational or trade schools. We need great students in our trades. We really do need great students in our trades across the world. You could buy tools with the plan for that. You could use it for graduate school. So the flexibility of where you use it and the flexibility of how you put it in. So parents or grandparents can start accounts. You can save monthly. You can save in lump sums. There are limits to the plan, but they're pretty high. Remembering that tax deductible amount up to $3,000 is always good to keep in mind as you're really trying to maximize the savings. So those are the key, the tax benefits and the flexibility of dollars in and out that we want folks to know about.
Love it, love it. Where can people go for more information?
Well, for more information, the Learning Quest website is great. So for parents or grandparents, go to learningquest.com/info. You can learn about all of the benefits of the programs, and you can sign up today.
I love it. I love it. Stephen Johnson, we really appreciate you and what your team do. Fantastic. I can't wait for you to come back. Thank you again.
Great to be with you, and thanks for the time.
Anytime. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so, you know, we're going to conclude with what we're talking about in terms of college. But as many of you are looking for career changes, looking to get into medical school, law school, grad school, when you are being advised, as we talked about, to take a gap year or to improve your resume, what I urge you all to do is do your research to see what exactly is missing. Are you missing real life experience? Are you missing community service where you've actually done something for your community and or taken on a leadership role? Are you missing a fluency in another language? And I think going back to this gap year topic we opened with in terms of why maybe many academia have been pushing it is because you have individuals such as those who are LDS, the Church of Latter-day Saints, who go on a mission, come back having all that experience, being in a foreign country, having a foreign language that they are fluent in. And many of them who have been my students are amazing students, very well-rounded. But the problem I'm having is we have a lot of academic prowess that is vulnerable. And it's vulnerable, as I've said, in the grade school years, in the middle school years, in the high school years, with these gaps in time, such as summer. Summer vacation, taking 3 months away from a child's learning, really puts them at a disadvantage. And what apparently many academicians are telling our students to do is they're taking biochem in college. They have to take biochem in medical school, but rather than having that fresh and go right off into medical school, assuming you get accepted, they're telling you, no, after you do it, just take a year off. Taking a year off of school, taking a year off of work, has had disastrous consequences in the population as a whole. We're still struggling to get kids back. We're still struggling to get people back to work. And so my advice, and many of you have reached out, you have me look at your resume, and it could be for real estate, it could be for marketing, is what employers or schools are looking for is to make sure you're well-rounded, you have experience, and you also have what it takes. If you have all that without taking a year off, great. Now, if in that year off you're going to go travel, you're going to do Peace Corps, you're going to do community service, you're going to have, that can be very, very powerful. But taking a year off just to get older, I don't know what the hell is going on here. All right? If you're ready to go, go. Don't put off tomorrow what you could do today. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we are being told that the COVID vaccine may soon be in pill form. Now, I think you'd get a few more people to consider the vaccine. I don't know if you're going to get a lot more people because a lot of individuals are kind of mixed on how severe COVID is and if they want to gain natural immunity to it or not, but I love the idea of us having as many tools in our medicine bag if we need. And so there's a new paper in the journal Biology Methods and Protocols published Wednesday by Oxford University Press, and this is being reported by the New York Post, that reported that researchers in Japan have developed a way to give us the COVID vaccine orally. They say this pill would allow for easier distribution and even more effective at combating illness. Now, similar to the shot, the pill is going to contain Well, it depends on the type of shot, okay? They say this pill is going to, so I want to, our mRNA vaccines are one form of a vaccine. Another vaccine, like the Novavax, will be a piece, an inactive part of the virus. But what this pill would do is contain the small inactive part, release it into our mucus rather than the blood. This way, if the virus tries to attach in our nose, in our respiratory tree, the mucus is going to be the first line of defense as opposed to waiting for the blood and the antibodies to be formed. They say neutralizing viruses is the most effective way before they could get inside the human cells. And so they say if it's on the external surface of epithelial cells that generate mucus in the lungs, nose, and mouth, it may be able to quickly block the COVID virus before it actually gets into our system. As you know, COVID likes to infect our respiratory cells. It'll also affect our GI system as well, but it appears to get in through the ACE2 receptor on our respiratory cells. So the researchers are looking at, well, then why don't we have the respiratory cells, the first line of defense? I mean, you know how we talked about a nasal spray would be good? Or an inhaler? But those are hard to do from a vaccine standpoint. Even though we do have the flu vaccine, that is the flu mist. It's a live attenuated version. A little tricky when we're kind of working with COVID. Nobody wants a live attenuated version, and we couldn't do it probably with that virus anyway. But the specific class of antibodies that we need when we try to fight respiratory illnesses are IgAs, are immunoglobulin A's. And these suckers can operate in mucus. And so it's been questioned why we haven't been looking at that modality in terms of a respiratory illness such as COVID or even MERS or SARS and all these other ones. And so apparently Japanese researchers think they've got it. So when given to monkeys, the researchers found that the pill produced the antibodies needed to combat COVID without causing any apparent side effects. Now, the findings suggest that clinics could soon offer an oral vaccine to produce against COVID, but still, it is going to take further research. So we are nowhere near this. But it might be a little bit more popular. People seem to be a little bit more open to taking a pill than taking a shot. Personally, I think it should be a person's choice after they consult with their medical provider. I don't think anything should be forced on anybody or people kicked out of school or their jobs or the military for not wanting to take something like this. But I love the idea that we have other options, or we are working for other options. Now, as you know, the FDA approved the new and updated COVID vaccine boosters that are supposed to be protective against the XBB strain that we just dealt with over the last few months, even though we're now working on subvariants of that. It is recommended for those 6 months and older, and the health officials are working towards a yearly COVID-19 shot, but right now these boosters appear to be recommended every few months for some people. So, you know, here we are 4 years after the COVID virus, we believe, was leaked out of a lab. We still don't have full consensus, but we're getting more and more consensus on that theory. I still think there could be other theories out there. It's just, to me, it makes sense because it's not China's first rodeo when it comes to leaking a virus. They've had documented cases and other audits that have shown that they've had issues where viruses have leaked. And we're still struggling with how to minimize its effect on us. Now, I am very, very grateful that COVID has become milder. I am very grateful that some people tell me it's like nothing more than a cold. Yes, some people are being hospitalized by it. Some people are still dying of COVID. But I'm very, very optimistic that we are gaining more and more immunity to this such that it's not as deadly as it once was. But what I don't like is how it's still here. It's not like a season. You know, you got flu season, cough and cold season. This is something that is hitting us January, hitting us in April, hitting us in July, hitting us end of summer. And we have multiple strains. Look at how last year, or was it the year before, we had 7 different Omicron strains. And what bothers me is this is a virus that is not acting like other viruses. And because we still haven't concluded, even though many of us suspect what happened, we don't have the World Health Organization or any sort of governing body saying this is what happened, let's stop the slipshod protocols and stop the leaks or any sort of tinkering with viruses that you shouldn't be tinkering with, such as gain of function or bioweapons. I just feel like we're still being victimized by this. And if there is a process that hasn't been, or a faucet that hasn't been shut off, or some nefarious behavior, here we are 4 years later. When are we going to put an end to this? I get once you let something out, the cat out of the bag or whatever, it can grow, mutate. But I just kind of wonder if even the variants are being leaked. And I'm not saying this is on purpose, but we have a new variant that is not necessarily weaker, but it every few months we're dealing with another wave of COVID. And that's not really typically following what we usually see in nature. Most of the time, the mutations actually weaken the, shall we say, the living entity. And it looks like these suckers are getting smarter and smarter. And mind you, they have nothing better to do than to figure out how to outsmart things and outsmart our immunity and outsmart our vaccines. But I just kind of get the feeling that we're still being duped. Maybe from a nature level or maybe from a China level. And I don't think we should be still struggling with COVID and the absenteeism and the call-outs and the lack of sick leave and the, you know, chronic headaches and respiratory issues and the morbidity and mortality that we have now, 4 years later. We also have individuals very disenchanted by the vaccines and what they've been able to do. I think the vaccines have been able to save lives, but when you've been vaccinated and you get COVID and you still feel like crap, you get upset. So I get it. It's only been 4 years. I just kind of have a feeling that we aren't being given the whole story. Somebody does know the whole story, but to protect themselves and to not have to backpedal, we're kind of going down this, okay, well, we're going to have new vaccines. We're going to have to boost every few months. We're going to, I really want transparency on this because I'm telling you right now, this is not normal for a typical virus. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.